Ink by Bomber Queen 17. Read by Jax Longcoat. A Witcher podfic. Tags include Ciri/original female character, Ciri/Morvran Voris, tattoos, relationship negotiation, non-explicit needle and marking kinks, drabbles. 1. The little ink drawing moved as Lou poked her skin. "I'm just testing," she said. "See if I like it here or not." "You're getting a tattoo?" Morvran leaned in to look. He recognized Ciri's signature swallow symbol. Lou had drawn it onto her skin where her chest met her shoulder, visible only because she tugged her chemise out of the way. There was a strange feeling in his chest that it took a moment for him to identify as pure jealousy. When he glanced up from the ink, Lou was looking at him. "You want one too," she said. 2. His jealousy, now that he could identify it, intensified when he saw Ciri and Lou sitting together with their heads bent over something and realized Lou was drawing on Ciri's skin. Ciri looked up, smiling warmly at him, so he came closer to see it, a stylized figure of a sparrow that Lou was inking over Ciri's biceps. "Oh," he said, realization dawning, "you're getting each other's symbols." "Yeah," Lou said, her smile shy. But she was too insightful, as usual, and said, astonished, "You want one of these, too?" He blushed. "Well," he said. But he couldn't deny it. 3. "It makes sense to get a tattoo for the sake of your liege," Luliana said, frowning thoughtfully. "But I'm just... me." Morvran was pretending to be absorbed in paperwork, so he said, "What could you possibly want with a sparrow?" she pressed him, relentless. He turned a page. "I never said anything," he said finally, when she kept staring at him. "No," she said, sucking her teeth contemplatively. "You didn't." He'd studied interrogation, knew how it was done, all the tricks. This was the simplest one in the book, but it still only took him 3 minutes to break. 4. He'd expected not to be bothered by the process, but he hadn't expected the sting of the needle to hit him so hard. It was bright, like pleasure, only without the sharp catch of guilt. He let it take him, spent a brief eternity breathing through it. Too soon, the artist was done, swiping alcohol across the raw inked patches, and the blinding flare of that took him far. By the time he remembered his own name, Ciri, holding his hand, was patting him fondly. "You did so well," she said. This might be the best moment of his life. 5. It was hard to wait a day to take the bandages off. He wanted to look always at his two precious birds, the marks he'd been allowed to have. But Lou had told him to wait, come to her and let her do it. And he would do as he was told. So he waited. It hurt when she cleaned them, but it was a good hurt, and he let it take him away a little. He was still floating when Ciri came in to have hers cleaned too. She sat beside him and smiled fondly. Runner-up for best moment. 6. Luliana peeled Ciri's bandages off, and they both cooed in delight at the revelation of her new tattoo. Morvran came back to himself enough to lean over and look, but then frowned in confusion. She had two birds tattooed on her arm, like the two birds he had on his chest. Why would she get her own sparrow marked on her? But as he looked, he realized the second bird was a crow. Luliana smiled at his expression and pulled off her own bandage. She had a crow too. "Why wouldn't we get your bird?" Ciri asked, and kissed him. The End. Written work posted December 2022. Audio recorded May 2025. Thanks for listening.